He still goes in, he bets, he's in the forward pocket, he gets to his feet, opens up the angle. That is some sort of goal from Eddie. He's kicked five big ones.
What a ripper he's been for the Adelaide Crows, Eddie Betts, and so has their other mature age recruit, James Podziadli, who has joined us now. Good morning to you, James, and congratulations on the recent success of the Crows. Things are going well.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Eddie Betts, what a little ripper he is.
Mate, he's been fantastic the whole year, but to see his form come to life last month has been sensational, and credit to him.
What about your own year, James? How do you assess your own year? Because it was a bit of a solid start, and then you fell away a fraction, and you had all sorts of scrutiny on you there for a while, but you seem to have come through with flying colours.
Yeah, I think, I think I can only rate my form what the coaches, sort of the feedback the coaches give me, and they're pretty happy, so I'll continue down that track. But as a team, mate, we have been a little bit up and down, and the last 2 weeks has been good, but I think over the last probably 2 months, 3 months, I think we've been in every game we've played at bar one, so credit to us, we just haven't got across the line in some of those games.
James, Troy Chaplin here, mate. Just going on from what you're saying then, your last month, you obviously beat Port Adelaide, North Melbourne, you were close against Essendon. What's been that turning point for you? Because now you're right back in the mix and looking for a spot in the final eight.
I don't think there's been a specific turning point, mate. I think we've just been in the contest a little bit longer. There's in the games we've haven't been competitive, we've probably had long lapses in games, maybe 20, 30 minutes. So, as you know, AFL is just so close these days, and you can't give opposition sides any time when they're just pounding away for a long time. So, from our perspective, I think it's just been staying in contest for a little bit longer.
James, what about the forgotten man of the footy club, and that's your captain? Suffered that freakish injury at the start of the year, but I guess now that September is a possibility, his work on the track is being fairly closely monitored at the moment.
Yeah, look, at the moment he's running and kicking and stuff, so he's done a power of work. I think I actually haven't seen a guy in AFL footy train harder on the training track. He's phenomenal, and the stuff he does in the gym and in the cross-training part of the facility too is phenomenal. So he's tracking really well, and hopefully we can make the finals because BB is a massive chance of playing.
What about the other injured players from last weekend?
Can you just remind me who they were?
Well, Dangerfield had a wrenched knee, did he not?
He gets whacked every week, though.
I think from what I've heard, mate, all those guys will be playing this Friday night.
Come on, James. Go and introduce yourself to the rehab group, please. Evan, just to make him feel part of the club, you know. Come on. Hey, tell us a little bit about Eddie Betts, because he's kicked, I reckon, four goals from the exact same spot in that pocket at Adelaide Oval. He knows how to kick a goal. We understand that. But is he a spruiker? Is he the sort of guy that wants to have a chat about it and have a laugh with you guys, or does he just move on?
No, he's one of the most the humble guys I've met, actually. He doesn't really like the limelight or source it at all. I mean, he's professional off the field, and he's actually a fantastic mentor for some of our young players as well. So I didn't know much about Eddie before I got here, but he's impressed me a lot with the way he goes about his footy.
James, just the showdown the other week, I've been lucky enough to play in a few. How does that rate for you? I mean, obviously with Adelaide Oval now, you can see how big it's got over there, obviously moving from Amy Stadium, but obviously getting over line in a close game against a quality opposition. How do you rate them sort of games?
Look, obviously the intensity and stuff there. I suppose I don't really like to say it's like a final, but because finals are completely different. But the noise and the volume from the crowd is like a final. But other than that, it's just sort of like a normal game.
Well, this week is not like a normal game. No. This is an absolute ripper, isn't it? Adelaide Hawthorn, Adelaide Oval, 7:50 p.m. our time here, Friday night football. There must be a real sense of occasion at the club.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's our second Friday night game for the year, and obviously the big games on the weekly schedule. So from our perspective, our players are really excited to be put on that stage, and to play a team like Hawthorn over here, we've been the most dominant team in the last 18 months, is just fantastic. So I suppose we'll know where we're at after this game.
Good time to get the Hawks, James.
Is it?
Hey, you know it is. No Brian Lake. Sam Mitchell just making his way back. They've got a whole host of injuries, including the little man Cyril Rioli. If you're ever going to beat the Hawks, it is at home Friday night.
Yeah, look, I suppose we go into every game pretty confident we can match it with any opposition, but I don't think we'll be taking Hawthorn lightly. I think they're a fantastic club who cover for their injuries well, and they've done that in the past, so we can't take that lightly at all.
Thanks for your time, James. Yes, good luck. And, well, it's going to be a ripper.
Thanks a lot, guys.